most of us remember it as New Tribes Missions. And maybe a little bit later, Jason will share why the name changed even too. But anyways, we invite you to come, Jason. And Andy has a short presentation to share with us.
You are not qualified. You've got the wrong personality. You're too old. Those were some of the comments Paul Fleming heard when he first felt God's call to bring the good news to the lost peoples of the world. Generation, the lost would be reached. And so in 1942, he and his friends started Ethnos. Since then, our vision has remained the same. We exist to assist the local church in reaching the unevangelized peoples of the world with a gospel message. Even though more than 2,000 years have passed since Jesus first gave the Great Commission to the church, around 2 billion people remain without access to the Word of God in their heart language. Our purpose is to push forward into areas where Satan still holds the hearts of the lost in bondage. Ethnos Canada exists to mobilize, equip, and coordinate believers to evangelize the lost, translate the scriptures, and to see thriving indigenous New Testament churches established. In the words of our founder, Paul Fleming,
"His love is that a man might know, even to the uttermost part of the earth, and so he gave that great commission to us, to go and tell all men, to every tribe, preaching the gospel, that men might know about Jesus Christ and his saving power."
Our missionaries count the cost, willing to face hardships and sacrifice to see a thriving church for every people. When our first missionaries decided to reach out to the Ayore people of Bolivia, they knew the risks. They wrote, "I don't believe we care so much if this expedition is a failure, so far as our lives are concerned, but we want God to get the most possible glory from everything that happens." Many would call the expedition a failure. The five men were martyred, but God did get the glory. After their husbands were martyred by the very people they sought to reach, the men's wives returned and established contact and later helped birth the IRA Church. Today, our missionaries are serving side by side with national co-workers in Asia, Latin America, Northern Canada, and Africa. We long for the day when we can worship together with people from every tongue, tribe, and ethnos. It's not about who we are, but who God is. Jesus himself gave us the Great Commission when he said, "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the ethnos."
God is building his church among every tribe, tongue, and ethnos. Join with us as we work together to bring him glory.
All right, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Get my things in order. Do you guys realize there's over 8 billion people on the planet today? More than 8 billion, and yet one-third of them we consider unreached. They live lives beyond the reach of the gospel. More than 2 billion people will be born into this world, will live sin-cursed lives, and then will die and will have never had the opportunity to hear about a God that loves them and that has given his life for them. More than a third of us on this planet are beyond the reach of the gospel. Angie, my wife, and I, we've chosen to invest our lives in reaching unreached people groups. We've chosen to spend our lives on a team that is sharing the gospel with the last unreached. My role in the home office is in working with a team that produces media. So we've got websites, we've got videos like the one that you saw there. Every week we send out prayer requests. And so I would invite you guys this morning to sign up and to pray. So I've brought a couple of clipboards. And I would invite you guys to sign up and pray for what God is doing at the ends of the earth. There's three different columns on here. One is for my family. One is for the ministries that we've got going on up north. And I'll share about that at the end of this morning. We just had three families move up to work with the Inuit, but we've also got families in northern Saskatchewan and the Yukon as well. So as I'm sharing, if you guys could circulate those clipboards, I would really appreciate you guys signing up and joining that prayer team. So my team handles that as well. And then we've got magazines and newsletters. So my ministry in the home office is helping more Canadian believers be praying, sending out missionaries, but then also going themselves as missionaries. Part of what that media side of what I do is that name change that we did a couple years back in 2017. And so I was on the team that helped us make that transition from an identity of New Tribes Mission. And I'll unpack, there's all three words in that name had a barrier to the gospel. That we would be wanting to go into a place, and for various reasons, a different word in the name was closing doors. New. They're not new tribes. They're as old as the Tower of Babel, and we'll get into that later this morning. So new is not the best way of describing our audience. In some parts of the word, of the world, tribal is derogatory. You speak down about your indigenous people by calling them tribal. And so that was closing doors. And then missions, or mission, that's another word that in some parts of the world closes doors to Christians that want to bring the gospel. So all three words in our historical name that we had for 75 years were closing doors. And so finally in 2017, we got enough, we made the decision, we're going to change the name. What do you change it to? And so while we had been looking at our audience as being new to the gospel and their tribal, and it was through our eyes, we turned that a little bit and said, how does God look at these people? And what does God call them in His Word? And so we went back to the Greek, and in the Greek, there's this word ethnos, and it's often in the New Testament translated nations. Make disciples of all the nations is actually ethnos in the original Greek. It's the Greek word that we get our English words ethnic or ethnicity from. So I'll get into that later as well.